Amen. Praise God. Today I ask you to turn with me to Mark chapter 4. I'm mindful today. My wife told me last week after we ended how long I spoke last week. And so, glory to God. So we got to get in and get out. Amen. She didn't say it in the context. She wasn't condemning. She just like said, a matter of fact, you know, you spoke for such and such and such today, and then she walked away. She got to a point. Amen. Amen. So we're mindful. Amen. Mindful. So turn quickly. So Mark chapter 4 today. Praise God. Amen. Mark chapter 4. Praise the Lord. We're going to read verses 30 through 32. Let's look at it together. And he, Jesus, said, "Whereunto shall we liken the kingdom of God? Or with what comparison shall we compare it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which, when it is sown in the earth, is less than all the seeds that be in the earth. But when it is sown, it groweth up, and becometh greater than all herbs, and shooteth out great branches, so that the fowls of the air may lodge under the shadow of it." Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's pray on this morning. Father, we bless you today. Father, we thank you again for all of your many blessings and your favor and your goodness. We bless you, God, because you're God. And there is no one like you. You are God alone. And Father, we bless you and thank you, God, for allowing us to come here today to hear your word one more time. Father, we pray, God, that you will speak your word, that we will hear it, O God. Grant us understanding. Father God, touch our hearts. Prepare us now to receive your word, O God, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Father, anoint our eyes that we may see exactly what you are saying unto us, O God. Bless our ears that we can hear your still small voice in the name of Jesus. And Father God, go to work on us. Transform us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Renew our minds. Cleanse our hearts. Strengthen our hands.
Yes.
Gird up our loins, O God, that we may walk out this world in faith.
Yes.
That we may see the will of God done in the earth in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Father, I bless you right now for a spirit of understanding that is in this place now.
Yes.
Father, I ask you, Lord, to give me your strength. Fill me with your word.
Yes.
Fill me with your presence and your power.
Yes.
And God, just use me for your glory.
Yes.
And God, I thank you, give you glory and praise now. For you alone are worthy of it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So Mark chapter 4, we looked at verses 30 through 32. This is parable of the mustard seed. Amen. Our title today is "May Not Seem Like Much, But Just Wait."
Mm-hmm.
Amen. May not seem like much, but just wait. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Here Jesus was plain in this parable, amen, in terms of making a connection. And Jesus often spoke in parables, we know that. Amen. He used the things that were in the natural in order to make spiritual points, in order to teach spiritual things. He used things in the natural. He spoke about mountains. He spoke about birds. He spoke about the wind. He spoke about seeds and seed sowing. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus often used things in the natural in order to make spiritual points. And that's what he was doing today, amen, when he talks about the parable of the mustard seed. And he's talking about the kingdom of God here in Mark chapter 4, verse 30. And he asks a question. He said, "With what shall we compare the kingdom of God?"
Yeah.
Amen. And you know, you think about the kingdom of God and how great the kingdom of God is. And Jesus said, "What should we compare the kingdom of God to?" And then he said that the kingdom of God's like a grain of mustard seed. It's a mustard. He says it's like a mustard seed. And he says that the mustard seed is the smallest seed in all the earth. But then he says, but when it's sown, it grows up and becomes greater than all the other trees out there and brings forth great branches. Mm-hmm. Amen. And Jesus' point is really very simple. Amen. And we don't have to try to overcomplicate it and get deeper and deeper and deeper and try to be all that in a bag of chips. Amen. We can just simply, you know, what Jesus' point is this, is that the kingdom of God and God's work in the earth started off very small.
Amen.
Yeah, yeah.
How many of you know, even the great things have to start somewhere.
Yes, true.
Everything has a beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And what Jesus is saying here is that the kingdom of God had a very small beginning.
Yeah.
But that it was going to grow eventually. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
To affect and to impact the entire world.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Amen. And he said, that's what we like in the kingdom of God too.
Yeah.
Because like with the mustard seed, it starts out very small.
Yeah.
Probably so small that some people don't even have respect unto it. Amen.
Yeah.
You know, that you would overlook it and despise it and disregard it and neglect it.
Yeah.
He said, but it will grow into a great tree.
Yes. Yes.
Now, we won't talk about the fowls of the air that he talked about. We talk about the next time. But that's the evil people, amen, who yet come into the church.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Yeah.
Because whenever Jesus talked about fowls and with the seed, amen, the last time when he sold on good ground, remember the one that came by the wayside?
Yes. Yeah.
What happened to him? The fowls of the air came and ate that seed.
Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Amen.
Yeah.
Jesus talked about this parable in Matthew, and right before this, he was talking about the parable of the wheat and the tares.
Yes. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That the wheat being those who are really growing fruitful in God, and the tares are those who are evil.
Yeah.
And they what? He said they do what? They grow up together.
Mm-hmm.
And you remember they said, should we pull the tares out? He said, no, unless you will also pull out the wheat.
Yeah.
Right? He said, but when the angels come, they will separate the tares from the wheat.
Yeah.
They'll bundle up the tares first and burn them.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And so, within the church of God, I mean, you know, there are some true believers.
Yeah.
And there are some false ones.
Yeah, they are.
And so, when Jesus said, this church is going to grow so much that it'll even the fowls of the air, those who aren't even true, will come and take up refuge in it. Amen?
Yeah.
But we don't worry about the fowls of the air today. That's not our point. Amen? God just wants to talk to us about the fact that the kingdom is going to grow. We have this mustard seed, this small, tiny seed, and then it grows into this great tree.
Mm-hmm.
But something has to happen first. Let's look at the word, right? It says, whereunto shall we liken the kingdom of God, or with what comparison shall we compare it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which, when it is sown, and somebody say that, say, when it is sown.
When it is sown.
Mm-hmm. When it is sown in the earth. Is less than all the seeds that be in the earth. The smallest thing out there, amen?
Amen.
But then Jesus comes back, verse 32, it says what? But
when it is sown.
When it is sown. He says it for the second time, amen?
Mm-hmm.
When it is sown, what happens? It grows up.
Yeah.
Now you see that, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You see, two times in two verses, he talks about when it is sown. Amen. Choose the number of the witness. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. In the mouth of two or three, let everything be established. If Jesus says something twice, he's trying to establish something in our heart. Amen. And so twice he says, when it is sown.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Mm-hmm. So listen, the mustard seed can't do anything until what?
When it is
sown.
Yeah.
And what happens after it's sown? He says, when it is sown, it does what?
It grows up.
See, so it's got to be sown, and then it's grown.
Yeah.
See, some people want to be grown, but they don't want to sow.
Right.
You can't sow. You can't grow until you sow.
That's right.
Amen. That's
right.
You can't grow, and you can't be grown unless you have sown.
That's right.
And if you ain't sown into the kingdom of God, then you can't grow.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. You got to sow it first. Jesus says here. He says, "But when it is sown." What happens next? Then it grows.
Mm-hmm.
And see, that's the wonderful thing about God. If you sow into the things of God, I'm telling you, you are going to grow and increase. It's a principle that God established in the earth. After the flood, he told Noah, he says, as long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest will never cease.
Right.
As long as the earth, God said that.
Yeah.
Right? He said seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, right? Day and night will never cease.
Yeah.
Now let me ask you something. You've been alive for a while. Have you ever had a day when night didn't follow?
Right.
Has it happened?
Yeah.
Have you ever had a summer that wasn't followed by winter?
No.
It hasn't happened.
That's right.
Why? Because God said so.
Amen.
He said, as long as this earth remains, those things will never cease.
Yeah.
There's always going to be night followed by day and day followed by night.
Exactly.
Right? But also God says something. He says, as long as this earth remains, seed time and harvest will never cease.
Mm-hmm.
Know what that means? If you plant a seed, come on somebody,
right,
you will reap a harvest. God established that. And that's going to happen. That's a principle that is in the earth for as long as this earth will be here.
That's right. That's right.
So we got to understand something. That's the most powerful principle I believe in. And God, really, everything operates by that principle, you know.
Amen.
God really works on the principle of seed, time, and harvest.
Yes,
amen. Amen. Why was Jesus, who is the Word of God, oh, glory to God, Jesus is the Word of God. In the parable of the sower, Jesus explained that the seed is the Word of God.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said that the seed is the Word of God.
Yeah.
The seed planted on the four soils, right? That's the Word of God. Jesus is the Word of God, right? In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. Amen?
Amen.
And Jesus was planted in the ground.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
After he was crucified, he was planted in the ground.
That's right.
The seed being planted in the ground,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And what? And then it brings forth life.
Yeah.
It brings forth a harvest. You and I are part of the harvest,
right,
that came forth from Jesus being planted in the ground.
Yeah.
That's right.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because seed time and harvest will never end.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We are that harvest. We are a great harvest of God.
Yeah.
Amen? But Jesus had to be planted in the ground first.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
He had to die.
Yes.
So that we might live.
Yeah.
And so that's a powerful principle. Amen. God says that seed time and harvest will never cease. He also tells us in the book of Galatians, right, that whatsoever we sow,
mm-hmm,
we shall reap.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If we sow, we sow unto the Spirit, we shall reap of the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
But if we sow unto the flesh, we're going to reap of the flesh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You sow good seed, you're going to get a good harvest.
Yeah.
You sow bad seed,
right.
Right.
Amen.
Listen, even if you go to Lowe's or Home Depot when spring comes and you go to buy your grass seed, you better don't get the cheap one. You better get, because you better read that packet, because sometimes it'll say, 98% weed free. Because there's weed seed in grass seed too.
Exactly.
That's right.
You better get the one that's most, that you get. If it's 99.95, you better get that one. Right?
Yes.
Because if you sow some grass seed and you sow in a whole bunch of weed seed, you're going to get grass and you're going to get weeds too.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Why? Because whatsoever you sow,
that's
what you're going to reap.
Yeah.
And so we see here, right, that you got to sow. You got the small mustard seed, but it has to be sown into the ground. Because then when it's sown, Jesus says, it will grow up.
Yes.
And then when it grows, it's going to grow up great.
Amen.
Amen. Greater than all the trees. Amen. It's going to bring forth great branches.
Mm-hmm.
And so Jesus' point here was that this is what the kingdom of God is like. It started off small. It may have appeared insignificant. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
When Jesus comes into the earth, he got his 12 little disciples following him. Come on, right?
Mm-hmm.
It may appear insignificant.
Yeah.
Amen. It may appear that it wasn't making any progress. Mm-hmm. But Jesus said that this kingdom is just like the mustard seed that grows into this great tree. It's going to grow into a great tree, shoot forth of great branches. Amen. And it's going to affect the whole earth.
Yeah.
Amen. And the thing that we want to take from this is that it's the same thing with you and with me.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. See, God has started something in your life.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And God is doing something in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And glory to God. And you know how He's doing it? He's doing it with seed.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I'm mindful of time, but I got to listen too. Amen.
Amen.
I don't even have this in my note, but I hear something. Amen. Can you turn with me to the book of Genesis chapter 1? Glory to God. Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Now, I ask you to turn to verse number 26. And we love Genesis chapter 1, right? Because this is where it begins, and we see God at work, and we come to understand a lot about God from Genesis chapter 1.
Mm-hmm.
We begin to, anyway. Amen. But let's look at verse 26. It said, "And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and said unto them, "Be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth." So God, look at verse 28. And God did what? He blessed them. Right? And then he said unto them something. He said, "Be fruitful," right?
Mm-hmm.
"And multiply." He also said, "Replenish the earth." He also said, "Subdue it," the it being the earth, "and have dominion over the things in the earth."
Yeah.
Right? And then in verse 29, after God told them to do those things, understand this. This is what God told man to do. And we bless God because God never tells us to do anything without telling us how to get it done.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's right.
Right? So he told them, "This is what I want you to do. Be fruitful and multiply, replenish the earth, subdue the earth, and have dominion over the earth." And then in verse 29 he said, "Behold, I have given you herb bearing seed." So after telling man, "This is what I want you to do," the next thing he says is, "I've given you seed."
Yes.
This is how we are fruitful and multiply. This is how we have dominion. This is how we subdue things in our life. This is how we replenish things in our life. How? Because God has given us seed.
Yeah.
It hasn't changed. Amen.
Yeah.
The way we rule in this earth is by seed.
Amen.
It's not by your muscles.
Yeah.
It's not by your intellect.
Yeah.
It's not by your connections.
Yeah.
The way we rule and are fruitful and multiply is by seed.
Amen.
It's the same way here. "Behold, I've given you seed."
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because once you have a seed, I was going to say a rhyme, amen, but say you have everything you need. But once you have the seed, and it just came to my head, but once you have seed, you truly do have everything that you need.
Yeah.
If you have the Word of God, you have everything you need, but now you have to do something.
Yeah,
you got to sow it.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yes.
You got to sow it. And so this is the thing, it's the same thing with us, this parable of the mustard seed. That there's some things in you. God's at work in us. And how's he at work? Because he's planting seed in us.
Yeah.
And what's the seed he's planting in us?
Mm-hmm.
His word.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
So when we come to Bible study, when we come to church,
mm-hmm.
when we read our word, when
yeah.
we listen to preaching on the radio
yeah.
or on television, we're getting the word of God. We're
yeah.
getting seed
yeah.
sown into our spirit.
Yes.
Amen. But see, we got to let that seed grow, though.
Yes.
See, and you know how seed, the word of God, grows in you and how it grows in me? Through obedience.
Yeah.
That's it.
You got to do the word.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the only way it grows and becomes fruitful in your life.
Yeah.
For example, God has sown into our spirits time and time again, because you've been in the church long enough, you had that fertile word on forgiveness.
Yeah.
Well, that's a seed that's sown into our spirit.
That's true.
Right?
That's true.
And then the next time someone offends us, we get mad and we cut them off. I'm never talking to you again. Well, you now have plucked that seed out of the ground, and you're not going to get a harvest.
Yeah, yeah,
right.
Yeah. Right, that's true.
See? Mm-hmm. But when that person does offend you, and you pay heed to the word that was sown into your spirit, now that thing grows in you. You now become someone who has the capacity to forgive.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. You now become a person who doesn't hold grudges.
Yeah, right.
You now become a person who doesn't cut people off.
Yeah.
Because the seed has been sown in you, and you now have allowed it to grow through your obedience to the word you've heard.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And that's how we grow as Christians.
Yeah.
That we allow the word to be sown, but we got to keep it in the soil, be obedient unto it, and God will provide the increase.
Amen.
He will raise us up and grow us up and make us more into the image that we were created. We look in Genesis, that we were created to be. But we have to sow that seed. And that's what's going on with us right now. Amen. That God is sowing seed. And the thing is this, maybe, you know, you may look at yourself, or you may look at someone else and say, it doesn't seem like much is going on right now. Mm-hmm. Oh, but it may not seem like much, but just wait, amen? Because just like it didn't seem like much with this little small mustard seed, you put it in, just wait.
Yeah.
It's going to grow into a great tree, amen? It may not seem like the kingdom of God was much when Jesus had his scraggly band of disciples, amen? It didn't seem like much of anything, amen? Because even the religious leaders said, leave them alone, amen? Amen. Amen. We got the book of Acts in the early church. You know, they say, leave them alone. Because if it's not of God, it's going to fall apart anyway. And if it is of God, then we can't do anything with it. Remember how I said that? Amen.
Yeah.
Leave them alone. Amen. Yeah. Amen. I don't know. It's like, I think it was maybe I always said that. But whoever, anybody said, leave them alone.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. It may not seem like much, but it's growing, amen?
Amen.
Yeah.
Look at Christianity now, worldwide.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Amen? Worldwide. And growing, amen? Uh-huh. And so here God is sowing seed inside each one of us. And maybe you feel like you should be further along than you are, and your life should be further down the road than it is. But all I'm saying is, it may not seem like much now, but just wait. Amen.
Right.
You keep walking in obedience to the word of God, and it shall grow up in you, and God will grow you up and out. Amen.
That's true.
Amen. Amen. It's the same thing in your life. Amen. It's the same thing with the problems and the situations in your life. Maybe you've had some problems, some health problems, some financial problems, some marital problems.
Yeah.
And you know what? At some point you find this out. I'm just going to do the word of God.
Yeah.
And it doesn't seem like much is happening now, but just wait, amen.
Yeah.
If you keep doing it, if you keep walking in faith based on those things, it shall go up. Why? Because seed time and harvest will never cease.
Mm-hmm.
You will get the harvest of the seed that has been sown into your spirit.
That's right.
But you got to be patient. You got to remain obedient. Don't give up. Amen. Just because it seems like nothing much has changed. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Because it's not always the way it seems.
Amen.
And it's the same thing, amen, with your hopes and dreams. Some of you have had some hopes and dreams, amen, and you're about ready to give up on them, but you can't give up on them, amen. And so you got to believe, amen, that God is the author of your hopes and your dreams, amen.
Yeah.
He's the one that gives you the dream. He's the one that gives you the vision. And if that vision has been given unto you, you say, well, now I'm on the other side of 50. Now I'm on the other side of 60 or 70. Now I'm on the other side of whatever your age may be, amen? Sarah was on the other side of 90. Come on, somebody. But God yet has something for her to accomplish in the earth. And if God has something for you to accomplish in the earth, it really doesn't matter how old you are.
That's right.
It don't matter how young you are. It don't matter how old you are, amen? Amen. But just hold on to that seed. If God planted that thing in your heart, you were a knucklehead teenager when somehow the Holy Spirit spoke to you, amen, and said that you were going to do great things. You're going to open your own business, amen. And you know what? Somehow that's always been inside of you. You know, you've been knocking around and working in the mail room and doing all these kind of odd jobs. And you're like, man, I'm getting out of here. I'm talking my own business. And people are like, what are you going to do, man? You don't even have any education. You don't have any skills. I don't know, but I'm going to start my own business. Right. Where did that come from? Why do some people have that in them and other people don't?
Yeah.
Where did it come from?
Yeah.
God planted that thing in your heart.
Yeah.
God planted that thing in your spirit.
Yeah.
Why do some people want to climb mountains and some don't? Because God planted that in their heart and in their spirit. Amen. Why do some people want to minister in the prison and other people say, I ain't going nowhere near a prison? Because God planted that in them. God is a sower. He plants things in us. Amen. He plants it in us. And so if you have something in your heart that's been there for a long time, don't you dare give up on that thing. God planted that in you.
Amen.
Now you just have to listen to the one who planted it. Amen. And he will grow it up in you, and your life will be transformed.
Amen.
So listen, right now you can look around, we can look around, and maybe we can look at certain aspects of our lives. We can look around this church and go, well, don't seem like much now, but just wait. Amen. Amen. If we keep sowing the right seed and we stand firm, just wait. Amen. You may look around your life and say, you know what? I don't have much going on in my life. But you keep sowing the word and walking out the word. You keep walking in love. You keep walking in grace and mercy toward other people the same way God has been gracious and merciful toward you. You keep doing those things.
Yeah.
You'll see your life begin to change.
Yeah.
Everything's an inside-out operation with God. Amen?
Yes,
he's going to start on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
And when we change on the inside, the power of God comes out of us and changes things on the outside.
Amen.
Amen. And so, don't give up. Amen? It may not seem like much is going on in your life right now, but you continue to be patient. Amen?
Amen.
You know, When God wanted Zerubbabel and Joshua to rebuild the temple in the book of Zechariah, amen, the people were starting to get disappointed when they found out it wasn't going to be as great as the temple Solomon had built.
Mm-hmm.
And God gave Zerubbabel the vision, amen, the vision of the candlestick with the two olive trees next to it, remember? With the oil pouring out. And he told them in Zechariah chapter 4, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord.
Amen.
And, you know, Zerubbabel is there and he's asking him questions. And, you know, what do these things mean? What does this, you know, the two olive trees next to him? He said, those are my anointed ones. And he was talking about Zerubbabel and Joshua were anointed to bring this to pass.
Yes.
But at God said to Zerubbabel, though, he said, who hath despised the day of small things? And if we say it in an affirmative way, we would say, do not despise small beginnings.
Yeah.
Amen?
Mm-hmm.
See, because then God said, he rejoices. If you look at Zechariah, it says, he rejoices in the word beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? Yeah, God rejoices when we begin to walk out the word that was spoken unto us.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? When you finally say, you know what? I'm going to do this. Amen? I'm going to do this. You know, I'm a little afraid right now because I don't know how I'm going to make it to the end of the week, but I'm going to tithe this week. Amen. I don't know if I can do this, but I'm going to forgive my father who abused me when I was a kid. Amen. You know, and you don't know what the next step is going to be, but you took that first step, amen? And God rejoices in when things begin, amen?
Yeah.
Because he understands, oh, if you can just begin to walk out the word out there, I'm going to bring it to completion.
Yeah.
But he needs us to have enough faith to say, Lord, I'm going to do this now.
Amen.
I'm going to do this now. Amen. Because we've heard the word, but some of us don't begin doing it yet.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Because we still, I don't know, something's holding us back. With maybe we've been a little reluctant, a little afraid. But when we take that first step, all heaven rejoices because they know, they're on their way now. Amen.
Yeah.
Because God's now going to step in and help you take the second and the third and the fourth step, and he's going to bring you to the end. Amen.
Amen.
God is going to complete the work that he started in us. Amen. And so he told the ruler, he said, listen, do not despise small beginnings. And that's something God is saying to us today. Amen. Maybe you're just making a little bit of progress right now. But don't despise that small progress. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Gwen, maybe doing a little bit of something now. Amen. But we rejoice at those little steps. Amen. We don't go, you rejoice at those little steps. Amen.
Amen.
Listen, you started your diet, amen? You only lost 2 ounces, amen? But you need to rejoice in the 2 ounces. Amen. Don't despise the small beginning. Don't despise the fact that your business only made, amen, $10 in its first year, amen? Most businesses went under. You rejoice in your small beginning. Amen? Amen. You were never a good student, and now you go back to school and you got a C. Well, so what? You flunked out before, amen?
Yeah.
Don't despise the small beginning.
Yeah.
You don't have to be the A student in order to be making progress, amen?
Amen.
Amen. So he said, listen, he said, don't despise the small beginning. What we got to do is stay disciplined and stay faithful.
Yeah.
If we can stay disciplined and stay faithful and just do what God says to do, we will succeed.
Amen.
There's no question about it.
Amen.
We will succeed if we remain disciplined and we remain faithful.
Yes.
Amen. My wife and I now, you better watch out come spring. We're going to be in shape.
Uh-oh.
Amen. Right? Change is coming. Right?
Yes.
But here's the thing, you gotta understand sometimes, you know, you can't spend 20 years eating fried chicken and french fries, washing it down with cake. Right? 20 years!
Right.
Now you go to the gym for 2 weeks. And you expect to look like a woman or a man in the magazine.
Right. Exactly. You're right.
You understand?
Yes.
But watch this though. Maybe you're not there yet, but if you keep doing what you're doing as far as the changes that you've made.
Yeah. Exactly.
You're gonna see something. I'm not saying you're gonna end up like the magazine, amen.
Yeah.
Maybe that ain't the goal anyway.
Yeah.
Right? But you're gonna be better.
Amen.
Yeah.
You're gonna be better. But the key is we gotta stay with it.
That's right.
We gotta be disciplined.
Yeah.
And here's the key for us, you know. See, there are times we do the word of God for a time.
Mm-hmm.
We do it for a time. And we see some little results. That's like you go to the gym for a time.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, oh, these pants are pretty good now.
Uh-huh.
And then next thing you know, you think you owe yourself a milkshake. You ever say that to yourself?
Yeah, right.
Well, I haven't been eating this. I'm just going to have this one time.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh. Right?
Then you go out to the Red Lobster and you have everything. Give me more of the biscuits.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
And then next thing you know, you're back to your old habits.
Yeah.
And them jeans are back to feeling kind of snug again.
Yeah.
And you go thinking, like, I don't want to do that. I've been in the gym. But you were in there for a time.
Yeah.
And you were disciplined in your diet for a time.
Yeah.
And then you went back to the old habits.
Yes.
That's what happens to us with the Word of God.
Yeah. Wow.
God sows a word in us, and we do it for a time.
Wow.
And then life starts to come, and the pressures of life, and the things of life start to come, and all of a sudden, we let go of that word that was working and will work, but it doesn't work if you don't work it.
Yeah.
You got to do it, amen? And so one of the things we have to do, and praise God, Lord, help us, is to become more disciplined and more faithful.
Yes.
Amen? You've got the word you need to succeed.
Amen.
Amen? Amen? You've heard the word you need to succeed, but you've got to do it.
Yes. Yes.
There's no substitute for doing.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And so we got to do it. But oh my goodness, if we do it. Jesus told that, remember the parable of the talents?
Mm-hmm.
He gave some five, gave one, mm-hmm. two, he gave another one, and the first two, what they did? They actually sold theirs, right? Because they put it out, they invested it. They sold, they got back what? Some more. Why? Because seed time and harvest never ceases.
Yeah.
Amen?
Uh-huh.
If you put it out and sow, you're going to get some back.
Yeah.
Right? The other guy hit his
yeah.
in a napkin.
Yeah.
That's not where seed belongs. It belongs to the ground. Amen?
Jesus.
But he said to those first two, right? He told them, he said that they've been faithful over a few things.
Mm-hmm.
He would make them ruler over many.
Yeah,
right. And then Jesus told another parable in Luke chapter 16 of the unjust steward.
Mm-hmm.
And in the course of that parable, he said, those who are faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much.
Yes.
So you see how Jesus said it, right? If you're faithful over a few things,
yes.
I make you a ruler over men.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you're faithful in that which is least,
mm-hmm.
right, you will be faithful also in much.
Yeah.
Now somebody needs to rejoice right there, right? Because see, Jesus said, if you're faithful in that which is least, you'll be faithful also in much.
Amen.
Which means then your least will turn to much.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
If you're faithful,
uh-huh.
your least will turn to much.
Uh-huh.
Your few will turn to many. Your small will turn to big.
Yes.
If you're faithful.
Right.
Amen. Amen. I ask you to turn with me to Proverbs chapter 28. We're going to get out of here.
Amen.
Proverbs chapter 28. We have to be faithful.
Yes.
Because I think that's where we experience some progress as we do the word, and then we slip back into old habits.
Mm-hmm.
And then the progress ceases, and we become disenchanted, disillusioned, asking God what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Being tithed, I heard that word already. Some people even say, have the nerve to say that the word of God doesn't work.
Mm.
I tried that. You don't try the word of God.
Amen.
You live by the word of God.
Amen.
It ain't something to try. Amen. You live it.
Yes.
It ain't something you try, like a pair of shoes, you try it on, see if it fits. You live the word of God.
Yeah.
Amen.
The word of God works.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
Amen. It's an incorruptible seed.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Proverbs 28. Praise God. Proverbs 28, verse number 20. Look what it says. We're just going to read the first part. It says, a faithful man shall abound with blessings.
Amen.
And see, that's just so important for us to understand. Amen. See, that's what Jesus is saying. If you're faithful in small things,
mm-hmm.
you'll abound in big things. If you're faithful in few things, you'll abound in many things. If you're faithful in that which is least, you will abound in much.
Yes.
Why? Because a faithful man
mm-hmm.
abounds with blessings.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. You don't lack for blessings if you're faithful.
Yeah, that's true.
You are walking around, amen. That somebody were to pinch you, a blessing will come out your arm. You are bound with blessings when you're faithful.
Yeah.
But now here, let's stop being religious now,
mm-hmm.
and understand that faithfulness is not simply doing the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be faithful on your job.
Amen.
You need to be faithful around the house.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be faithful to your friends. And when you just told them, I'm going to pick you up at noon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yeah.
See, sometimes we talk about faithful, and all we want to think about is church and the word and God. I'm faithful to God. And you never stop. You can't even be faithful to your
Jesus.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
Faithfulness. Be faithful to your wife.
Amen.
Come on, everybody. Be faithful to your husband. Be faithful to your family.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Be faithful to your whatever it is. You start out your exercise routine. Be faithful to it.
Mm-hmm.
Faithfulness is not just something that's reserved for church.
Yeah.
Faithfulness can be exercised in every area of our lives.
That's true.
Amen? Amen.
Amen.
Be faithful to mowing your lawn every week. Amen?
Amen?
What's that? You mowed your lawn 6 weeks ago and now it's growing, amen, and your little grandkids come by and get lost in the weeds, amen? It's growing so much. You understand what I'm saying? Be faithful. Be faithful in taking care of the home God gave you.
Yes,
be faithful
yes.
in taking care of the car God gave you.
Yes.
It's amazing to me how some people let their cars go, amen? Well, I had this car for a while now. But listen, be faithful with it. Listen. Be faithful with your studio apartment before you start asking God for a house.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Clean up your studio apartment.
Right.
I come to your studio apartment and it's filthy.
Right.
Why should God trust you with a house?
Amen.
Yeah.
Four bedrooms, three bathrooms. You can't even take care of your studio in half bath.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
Faithfulness is not reserved for the church.
Yeah.
If you want more, be faithful with what you have.
That's
be
right.
faithful with your penny before you expect God to give you a dollar.
Right.
Amen? Be faithful with your one car before you expect God to give you a fleet. Amen? If you want to go into, you know, like a limousine business or something, maybe he's looking to see how you're taking care of that Pinto. They don't even make Pintos anymore, amen?
Right.
But you still got one, that's all you can afford. But God wants to know, you want to take it, you're going to clean your Pinto?
Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
I'm telling you the truth. I'm not getting on anybody here. I haven't been with much of people in here. Anyway, but I've been in people's cars before. And you know what? If before I can get in your car, you gotta call a moving company to move all the stuff. Out of the front seat, out of the floor of the seat. You ain't taking care of your car, man. I'm sorry.
Right.
I ain't talking to nobody here. I'm just saying.
Right, right.
And before I can get in your car, I gotta wait out in the rain. While you move stuff around.
Right, yeah.
Right.
You gotta ask yourself, are you taking care of the thing God gave you?
Wow.
Are you being faithful with
right.
it?
Amen.
Amen. Are you showing the cares and you care about what matters to you? Amen.
Right.
God's looking at that.
That's right.
We get tested with the small, the few, and the least.
That's right.
And then when we show we're faithful with that, God will reward us with the big,
yeah.
the many, and the much.
That's
amen.
True.
Amen.
That's true.
He said, who's faithful in least? He's going to be faithful in much. I mean, why? But he's going to give you much.
Exactly.
He's going to give you much more. Amen. But we got to be faithful. And so we sow the seed. And how we do it? We sow the seed. We live by the way that God tells us to live. And just like that mustard seed is sown into the ground, and the kingdom grows like that mustard seed. That's how we are too.
Amen.
Amen. That's how we are too. Our lives will change and grow and blossom into something great and beautiful and wonderful. Amen.
Amen.
But we got to keep sowing that word. Amen.
Amen.
But don't just, again, don't be religious with your sowing. Amen. And just act like, well, it's just, you know, be faithful in the natural and in the spiritual.
That's right.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. Paul said, first natural, then spiritual. Amen. You be faithful in both.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. And if we do that, a faithful man will do what? A faithful man abounds with blessings.
Amen.
And so let's just do it. We keep doing. And we're not going to get sidetracked by right now it doesn't seem like much.
Amen.
Amen?
That's right.
Uh-uh. Because if we remain faithful, God rewards faith. He honors faith. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Because our faith honors God. Because when we can stand there and continue to be faithful in the face, he knows what we're looking at and what we see. Doesn't seem like much progress. But when we push through anyhow, God said, that's a man after my own heart right there. Amen.
Yeah.
Because he's not discouraged by what it looks like.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
He's not discouraged by what it looks like. Because he understands the principle that's at work. If he continues to sow this seed, I'm going to bring forth a harvest in his life.
Amen.
And that's what God is saying to you today. Amen.
Right.
And we're going to close with this. I'm just going to remind you of the story. Amen. In 1 Kings chapter 18, when Elijah took on the false prophets of Baal.
Mm-hmm.
And he had already declared a famine in the land, remember? He declared a famine. He told Ahab, he said, it's not going to rain again until I say so.
Mm-hmm.
Then he ran. Okay. Ahab was evil, amen?
Right.
So God told him, you got to get on a body here, amen? Then he ran. He ran by the book Sherif and he stayed there for a while. And he went to the widow Zarephath and he stayed there for a while. But then there came a time where God told him, now you got to go back to Ahab.
Yeah.
You always got to go back to the thing that you need to conquer. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
God may separate from you for a little while, but at some point, God's going to say, you got to go back now.
Wow.
Yeah. But God didn't plan on us to run from the things. Amen? He planned for us to overcome the things
right.
in our lives. Amen?
Right.
So he had to come back, and he came back, and now Ahab has all these false prophets, and Ahab, find out that Elijah is back. He said, you're the one that troubled me. He said, I ain't trouble you. You're the one that's causing all the trouble, amen? And then they start talking about the prophets that he has, and he says, he says to the people, he said, how long halt ye between two opinions?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. If the Lord be God, then follow him.
Mm-hmm.
But if Baal, then follow him.
Mm-hmm.
That's people, we gotta make up our mind, amen? If God is God, then you need to follow him.
Yeah.
Not question him, not ask God to prove himself to you.
Mm-hmm.
You follow him
mm-hmm.
if he's God.
Right.
If he's not, then you follow Baal.
Right.
Amen?
Mm-hmm.
That's what he says. So it's, how long won't you change your opinion? The people that stood there didn't say nothing. They said they answered him not a word. And so he got said, okay, bring your false prophets up here and you put on the altar. And whoever prays down and whoever God answers by fire, that's the true God.
Yeah.
And we know the story, amen, right? And they prayed all day, they cut themselves at night, they were yelling and screaming, and Elijah over there saying, yell louder, maybe he's sleeping. Amen. Yell louder, maybe he went on vacation.
Right.
And then even one part of the translation said, maybe he's in the bathroom, amen. Right? Yell louder, amen. And so nothing happened.
Mm-hmm.
And then Elijah comes and he puts his altar all set up, amen. And then he prayed and fire come out, consumes everything. And then he killed all those prophets, amen. He took them in, right? Because the false prophets deserve to be killed, amen.
Yeah.
That's what God said.
Yeah.
And so he killed all those prophets. And then he went up to the top of the mountain to pray. You remember this? And then he told his servant, go out there and see what you see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He said, I see nothing. And he prayed, he kept praying. He sent him out seven times. He come back. He said, all I see out there is a little cloud the size of a man's hand.
Yeah.
Right? And at that, Elijah then said, go tell Ahab he better get going because it's about to rain.
Yeah.
Yes.
Remember that.
That's right.
Amen?
Yes.
See, it may seem small.
Yes.
Amen?
Right.
But shortly after that, because it's what was going on in the heaven, all this clouds and thunder and lightning, and then the rains came. End of the 3.5-year drought.
Yeah.
See, you may be going through a 3.5-year drought, maybe a 5-year drought, maybe a 10-year drought in some area of your life. And all you see is something real small. Just something small has changed in your life. Maybe that's your cloud the size of a man's hand. And instead of waiting for the big thing to happen, you should have eyes of faith and say, honey, you better get ready because we about to come into some stuff. Amen? Honey, you better get ready because things are about to change. Amen? Even though it's small. Don't despise the small beginning. Don't despise the small things that seem like it's just a small little change in your life. Because it could be the sign of a great flood of God's power being released in your life. Amen? And so what do we have to do? Just continue to be faithful. Amen? We want that a faithful man abounds with blessings. And a faithful man is going to continue to sow the word of God. And if it's sown, then what's going to happen? It shall be grown. Amen? But once you sow it, it's going to produce a harvest.
Yes.
But don't give up on it. Amen?
Amen?
Don't live out a word you heard for 2 weeks and then go back to your old way of doing things. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And don't get mad when the preacher come up to you and say, "Now, come on now, 3 weeks ago, God spoke to us about that. Why are you judging me?" He ain't judging you. He's trying to help you get back on track.
That's right.
Amen.
Right.
It's about helping you get back on track.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because that word works.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Amen. So listen, just keep doing the word. It may not seem like much right now, but just wait. Amen?
Amen.
Things are changing in your life. There's a small cloud on your horizon,
Amen.
And it's going to bring some great rain to water all those dry places in your life. Amen?
Amen?
Come on, because once we continue to do the word of God, we show ourselves faithful. God said it. We will abound with blessings.
Amen?
Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Let us stand on our feet. Pray today. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to ask my wife what we're doing. How'd I do? Amen. Praise the Lord. Father's on the call. Let's pray today. Father, we do bless you.
Yes,
glory
God.
To God. We thank you, God, for your word and your faithfulness, Lord. We thank you, God, for what you're doing in our lives. And Father God, we thank you for the encouragement, Lord. And Father God, it may not seem like much. Maybe there's just been some small progress, some incremental progress. And Lord, maybe we want to see things faster and quicker and sooner, oh God. But Lord, you are letting us know, God, it may not seem like much now, but just wait. Continue to wait on the Lord. Continue to do the things that you have called us to do, taught us to do, shown us to do, God. And Father, you said it, that if we would do it, that we shall reap a harvest, because seed time and harvest will never cease. Father, we thank you for the seed, which is the word of God.
Yes.
We thank you, God, for sowing this word in our spirit today.
Yes.
We're praying, God, that the Holy Spirit will water this seed and nurture this seed in us, oh God,
yes.
That it may grow deeply in us, oh God, and spring up and bring forth much fruit to the praise of
yes.
your glory.
Yes.
Father, I thank you right now, God, that things are changing in the lives of your people.
Yes.
I thank you right now, God, for financial breakthroughs in the name of
yes,
Jesus.
God.
I thank you right now, God, for miraculous healings in the name of Jesus Christ. I thank you right now, God, for miraculous deliverances in the name of Jesus. I thank you now, God, for the release of your supernatural strength
yes.
and power and anointing and wisdom in the lives of your people.
Yes.
I thank you right now, God, that this is not business as usual, but God, that you are doing great and new and mighty things in our lives. I thank you right now, God, that the seed has been sown.
Yes,
and because it's been sown, it shall grow up in us and shoot forth great branches, oh God, that shall produce fruit
yes.
that will nurture many. Father, we thank you
thank
right
you.
Now in the name of Jesus for what you are doing in our lives. And Father, we're praying that we will stay the course.
Yes.
Help us by your precious spirit, not by might nor by power, but by your spirit. Help us by your spirit, God, to
yes.
stay the course.
Thank
yes,
you,
Lord.
God. Thank
that
you.
We may see to the end
yes,
that which you have started and begun in our lives.
Yes.
Father, we do not despise the small beginnings. And Father, we set ourselves now to be faithful. And we thank you, God, that as we do, blessing shall abound in our lives.
Yes, Lord.
And we shall be a blessing. All to the praise of your glory. Father, we thank you for it all now. And we give you praise in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.